Hey everyone, and welcome to Fact Check. I'm your host, Taya. These myths are some of the most popular ones out there, and some people think that they're all 100% true because they're so common and heard of. Well, today I'll be setting your facts straight and explaining how these crazy conspiracy theories just aren't possible. Starting off our facts, we're talking about some of the most popular ones in New York City. Did your parents ever tell you not to throw the penny off the Empire State Building? The reason behind this myth is that the penny could accelerate to the point that it could kill pedestrians walking around the streets of New York City. But in reality, it's just bad physics. Rules of physics explain that the penny would reach terminal velocity before it would ever accelerate to the point of being capable of killing someone. So, basically, terminal velocity is a constant speed that a freely falling object reaches when the resistance of the medium through which it is falling prevents further acceleration. So, if you did throw the penny off the top of the Empire State Building, it would reach terminal velocity of about 30 to 100 miles per hour, depending on how bad the wind is. Even though it wouldn't kill anyone, it would definitely hurt and might even leave the victim with a headache. So in the long run, it's far better just to keep the change. For this next popular myth, I will have a special guest joining me, and his name's Dan. So, Dan, have you traveled outside of the Northern Hemisphere?
I have. I've been to many places outside the Northern Hemisphere. In fact, most places like Australia, Africa, Indonesia, South America, a lot of places outside the, yes.
That's so cool. Well, have you heard the myth that toilets flush in a different direction in the Southern Hemisphere?
Yes, and I've actually witnessed it.
Well, did you know that you can find toilets spinning in both directions in both hemispheres?
I did not know that.
Well, you learn something new every day. Do you know why that happens? Or why people think that they spin in different directions in different hemispheres?
I thought it had to do with the rotation of the Earth.
Well, many people think that. Many people think it's because of something called the Coriolis effect. But toilet water and even tornadoes are too small to be affected by that. But it explains stuff like the Gulf Stream and hurricanes.
Okay. Yeah, I did not know that. Does it apply to rivers too? Don't rivers flow differently?
Depends on how big the river is. But, well, there you go. You learn something new every day. Thanks for joining me. Our next myth deals with phases of matter. So, we still have Dan here. And, Dan, have you ever heard of the myth of glass being a high viscosity liquid?
I have.
What do you think about that?
I know they say it's flowing or something like that. Is that right? Is that what it means? That high viscosity mean it flows a little bit?
Yeah,
it's hard to believe, but I know that's
I know it kind of seems crazy, but this myth actually was powered by some older hotels or older buildings when the windows were thicker at the bottom and thinner at the top, and so people thought that over time, the glass being a liquid flow to the bottom, making the bottom thicker. But when glassmakers were making it, they just couldn't make it even. And so they put the thicker part at the bottom to be sturdier for the glass to hold up.
So it doesn't flow?
No, glass is actually a solid, like you would think.
Well, I did not know that.
Yep, just busting another fact. So for our next myth, it deals with science again, kind of, but it's more just about what people believe. So, we still have Dan here, and Dan, have you ever been in the lightning storm?
Many times.
Have you ever seen lightning strike the ground?
I have.
Well, have you heard the myth that lightning never strikes the same place twice?
Yes, I have. I've heard that one.
Well, that's actually impossible because with how old the Earth is and how much room the Earth has, lightning has stricken the same place probably millions of times because the Earth is so old and there's been so many lightning storms that it's literally impossible for lightning not to strike the same place twice.
What about when they put those lightning rods and stuff around that kind of attract the lightning or the electricity to them?
There you go. That's another example. That would be using the electricity for our own benefit and attracting it. So then obviously it would strike the same place more than once.
Okay, that's what I thought. Good.
Yeah. The Earth is a big and mysterious place. And there are so many little creatures or sea animals and just animals in general, just different insects and bugs and humans, of course. So of all these organisms roaming this big planet, which one is the biggest? That's the myth. Or the fact, because a lot of people think that the biggest living organism is actually in Utah. But Dan, what do you think the biggest living organism on Earth is?
Bigfoot.
Bigfoot? Okay. So a lot of people think that the biggest living organism is in Utah. It's something called all the aspen trees, just the aspen grove. But it's actually not. It's something in Oregon, and they're mushrooms. Have you ever heard of the big fungi mushroom grove in Oregon?
I have not.
Yeah, so these mushrooms have a bunch of spores, and each little spore is like its own organism, and it fruits. And so it's just this big organism because they're all connected.
I don't like mushrooms that much, so I guess that's a good thing though, right?
I know, but I don't know what they're gonna do because it's so big and I don't think they're edibles.
Actually, I do like mushrooms if they're stuffed with crab and from Red Lobster.
Stuffed mushrooms, yeah, those are good. Well, that's the biggest living organism.
Very cool, I did not know that.
Kind of along the line of organisms, we have, like, every organism has some sort of something to control it, right? Like a brain or a cell or a nucleus or something. Well, as humans, we have brains. And have you ever heard the myth that humans only use 10% of their brains?
I've heard that.
Do you believe that?
Well, I think it depends on your hair color, but I think we don't use all of our brain, that's for sure, but I don't know what percentage it is.
You're right. We definitely don't use all of our brain. Well, we don't use all of our brain at once. We use different parts of our brain at different times when we're doing different activities, whether we're thinking about something or like having emotions or something like that. We're always using at least 10% of our brain at different times of the day, but it's not always the same 10% all day long.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, like, if we have this big brain, why don't we use all of it? Like, why can we only use 10%, you know? That's
because different parts of the brain do different things, right? You have ones for emotion.
Yeah, but why would it make sense if we only got to use 10%? I mean, I want to use the whole brain.
Daddy too.
Yeah, thank you for joining me. So, a part of our brain must be used to see, right? Like, we need to have eyes and like take in whatever we're seeing, process it. So if brains do this, like bats have brains, but the next myth is talking about how bats are blind, but bats have brains, right? And they have eyes. So how could bats be blind? Well, today we have Dan here joining us again, and he's going to be helping us bust this myth. So, Dan, have you ever heard the myth about bats being blind?
Yes. I was taught they use sonar to see.
Yeah, they do, but they actually also have really good night vision.
That's not the sonar? That's their night vision, or it's actual...
Well, so they use sonar for night vision, but they have... a lot of people believe they use echolocation, and they do use echolocation as well, but they use a lot of their sonar vision in their eye receptors to help navigate and hunt in the night because they're nocturnal.
Oh, I didn't know that. I thought it was all like sonar, like a submarine or something like that.
No, they can actually see. So, I mean, I don't know why so many people think that they're blind, but they can actually see.
Very cool. I did not know that.
Just the only thing is they can't see during the day because their eyes are specifically made for night vision.
Oh, okay. Oh, I understand that. That is good to know.
So that was our last myth today. Thank you so much, Dan, for helping me bust all these.